Hare Krishna. I want to introduce one of my very dear godbrother and a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, His Grace Vyasaki Vyasaki Prabhu. I'm sure most of you know about Vyasaki Prabhu. He is famous all over the world for his singing. And Vyasaki Prabhu had been in India for many, many years. I remember when I joined in 1976, Vyasaki Prabhu was distributing Prabhupada's books through the library party. And those days we had only one Bengali book, Prabhupada's Gita Gan. We used to sell it for 1 rupee, and that was the only book we had. And we used to, and Vyasaki Prabhu was saying that he, before he joined the library party and distributing books in the libraries in India, he was distributing Gita Gan. So, and also Vyasaki Prabhu spent a lot of time in Bangladesh, and there he adopted a very special style of singing kirtan. He's a very talented musician himself from his early life in London, England. Vyasaki Prabhu is from UK, from England, and he spent a lot of time in India, and now of course he's very famous and he gets invitation from all over the world, so he travels around quite a lot. So His Grace Vyasaki Prabhu Ki. And so you all take care of Vyasaki Prabhu very nicely. And as you treat all my God brothers and God sisters, Prabhupada's disciples, they are all your spiritual masters. And so this evening Vyasaki Prabhu will give the class on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are just speaking on, since last evening, we started to speak on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And so this evening, Vyasaki Prabhu will speak on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and he will, you already got the taste of his singing.
The books are here.
And he is here also with his good wife, Kaishari Mataji.
Where is she?
Okay. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for joining
this temple. Thank you. The credit goes to all these devotees. Yeah, and ultimately, the credit goes, all the glories, all the credit goes to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivar Dhari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanusha Jamuna Tira Vanushali Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Ho, Hari Ho, Hari Ho, Hari Ho. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jayong Vishnupad Paramhamsa Paribraja Kacharjo Ashtuttara Shatu Shri Shrimad Abhay Charanaru Vindu Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जाय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जाय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जाय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जाय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जाय। श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जाय। गंगा माई की जाय। जमुना माई की जाय। भक्ति देवी की जाय। तुलसी महारानी की जाय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगो। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशुतारिणे। सो सिंस वी विल बी डिस्कसिंग अबाउट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु पास्ट टाइम्स, देयरफॉर ऑल्दो द वर्स हैज बीन रिटन ऑन द बोर्ड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम, विल जस्ट गो स्ट्रेट टू श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुज past times. And since we decided to discuss about Mahaprabhu's past times, we didn't have any specific verse written on the board. So we start off with one very wonderful verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण। सो लास्ट इवनिंग वी डिस्कस्ड अबाउट the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, or purpose of Krishna's appearance as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, comes only once in a day of Brahma to this universe, this Brahmanda. That Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and who eternally resides in Vrindavan. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in this way revealed the identity of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aradha, he said, Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshwatanaye. The supreme worshipable personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, is the son of Nanda Maharaj. By saying that he is the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is implying, he is establishing that this Krishna is not the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is not the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Krishna Anna Jadu Sambhuta. The Krishna who appeared in the Jadu dynasty as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki is Anya. He is other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Meaning, He is the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not the Swayam Bhagavan. The Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is Aradha Bhagavan Brajesho Tanavi and Staddhama Vrindavanam. His abode is Vrindavan. He always resides in Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya kutra kadapi na gacchati. Leaving Vrindavan, he doesn't go anywhere. Then the question may arise, but you say that Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma to this universe. Yes, when he comes to this universe, he doesn't leave Vrindavan. He comes here with Vrindavan. Vrindavan comes down here. So that is the supreme personality of Godhead. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shad Shiyodham Shaho Abhutari. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came with his own dham and with his associates. Krishna came with his dham and his associates. And when Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also came with his dham and his associates. The only difference is Krishna's dham is Vrindavan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dham is Navadvip. Now what is the link between Vrindavan and Navadvip? In the spiritual sky, in the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Goloko namni nijadhamni tale chatasya. Below Golok, which is nijadhamni, his own abode. Krishna's own abode is Golok. Below that is Haridham or Vaikuntha. Below that is Mahirdham or Kailash. And below that is Devidham, this material nature. The topmost region, which is even beyond Vaikuntha Loka, is Golok, Goloko Namni. And Golok has two chambers. One chamber of Golok is Vrindavan, and the other chamber of Golok is Navadvip. In Vrindavan, just same region, but two pastimes are going on. In Vrindavan, Krishna is enjoying the loving exchange with his most intimate associates, the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, and the cowherd girls. So that is how Krishna is enjoying his pastimes. He's enjoying the loving relationship with his associates, the most intimate associates. And the same love that Krishna is enjoying in Vrindavan, Braja Prem, in Navadvip, Krishna, as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is distributing that Braja Prem. He is enjoying in Vrindavan and he is distributing in Navadvip. What he is enjoying in Vrindavan, he is distributing in Navadvip. Therefore, Braja Leela is Madhur Leela, Madhurja, sweet, very sweet, loving exchange with his devotees as friends, as father and mother, and as lovers. And that loving exchange that he is enjoying, he is distributing. The distribution takes place in the mood of magnanimity. In a magnanimous, when people, those who are magnanimous, those who are very broad-minded, they only can give something that is very, very rare and very, very precious. And Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this mood of magnanimity, He's distributing that. Udar Jalila. Udar. Magnanimous. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, is known as most munificent. Most magnanimous. And in this way, when Krishna comes, once in a day of Brahma, in the following, he comes in the Dwapar Yuga, end of Dwapar Yuga. And in the following Kali Yuga, Krishna appears as Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he performs his pastimes. These pastimes he performs, the Lord has become a devotee of the Lord. As a devotee of the Lord, he is actually telling us, reminding us, who is Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvang pravartate. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come to tell us who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada pointed out another reason for Krishna's coming in the age of Kali as a devotee, because in the age of Kali, many unscrupulous people will pretend to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the situation will be so critical that it will be difficult to find out who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the age of Kali did not come as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came as a devotee and he is pointing out Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because so many Babas, so many Maas, so many Swamis, so many Yogis, so many Gurus will pretend to become the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is a need for reminding people to point out who is the actual Supreme Personality of God. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself came to tell us who is the actual Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is why Krishna came as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita charing chirat korunaya butirna kalo. In the age of Kali, to distribute something, to give something to the fallen conditioned souls of this age, something that hasn't been given before. Anarpita charing chirat korunaya avatirna kalo. He descended out of his causeless mercy. And what is that anarpita charing chirat that was not given before or was not given for a long, long time? Samarpaito munnato jala rasang sabhakti shriyam. His own devotion, swabhakti, in the most elevated, in the most brilliant mellow. Unnata means most elevated and ujjvala means brilliant. What is that? Jaya jaya jalo raso sarbo raso sar parokiya bhave jaha brujete prachar. What is that? Unnata ujjvala rasam. That is the Madhurja Leela, Madhurja Ras, the conjugal mellow in Parokhya Ras. Swakya and Parokhya. Madhurja, conjugal mellow, conjugal relationships are of two kinds. One is Swakya, a relationship like that of husband and wife. And Parokhya, when there is no consideration of marriage, but just the relationship between a lover and beloved. No social consideration of marriage. Just love is the only criteria. So in order to bestow that to the fallen conditioned souls of the age of Kali, Karunaya Avatirna Kalu, he descended. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his early days, early pastimes in Navadvip, he was not showing himself or he was not revealing his devotional aspect. He was not acting as a devotee. In his childhood he was very naughty. Very naughty. So naughty that his father used to get really upset with him. Like one day his father invited a very exalted, wandering brahmana, Paribrajak. Some brahmanas, some exalted devotees, they just travel. They don't have any place to stay. They just go one place of pilgrimage to another. So he is known as, that kind of brahmanas are known as Toithik Bipra. Tirtha means place of pilgrimage, and Toithik means one who is in pilgrimage. And Vipra means a brahmana. So his father, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, Jagannath Mishra, was a very pious person. And those days, generally the brahmanas used to be very pious. They were very respectful to other brahmanas, exalted spiritual personalities. So he saw this person and he invited him to his house. Another reason when they would invite these kind of traveling pilgrims, because they know that they don't have any place to stay, they don't have any food to eat properly. So they would invite them to the house so that they can have proper rest and proper food. And those brahmanas also were so strict with themselves that they would cook the food themselves. Although they were invited by the other brahmanas, they would stay only in the house of a brahmana. They would not stay in the house of anybody. They would stay only in the house of a brahmana. And in the house, although the brahmana may be very exalted, but still they would cook themselves. And once Prabhupada told us that if you cook yourself, then you'll never fall sick. So Prabhupada himself used to cook himself most of the time. Later on, of course, he allowed us to cook for him. And anyway, this brahmana accepted the invitation of Jagannath Mishra. He stayed in the house, in his house, and he decided to cook. So Jagannath Mishra made all the arrangements. And he cooked some bhoga. And he was offering it to his deity that he always used to carry, deity of Bal Gopal. And when he was offering to the prasad to Bal Gopal with closed eyes, then baby Nimai, little Nimai came there. And he started to eat the prasad. He started to eat the bhoga. The brahmana got very, when he opened his eyes, he thought that his offering has been spoiled by this little boy. So he cried out, "Look, this little boy spoiled my offering." So everyone came running when he heard the voice of that sadhu brahmana. And they found that Nimai ate that food that he was offering to the Lord. And Jagannath Mishra was very upset. And this is some very gross offense in his eyes, that the offering of the Lord he ate up. So Jagannath Mishra was about to reprimand Nimai, chastise him. But the Brahmana pacified him. He said, look, he's just a little boy. So he did it. Don't chastise him. And then Jagannath Mishra requested, please cook again. So the Brahmana, upon his request, he cooked again another offering to the Lord. And as he was offering to his Bal Gopal, the real Bal Gopal came and started to eat the offering. And again Brahmana opened his eyes and saw this boy was eating the prasad. He cried out, again he spoiled my offering. This time Jagannath Mishra was very upset. But anyway, the Brahmana pacified him. And then Jagannath Mishra requested, please cook again. He said, look, I travel and oftentimes I don't get anything to eat. Today at least I got some place to stay, and when things like that happen, we have to accept that the Lord doesn't want me to eat. It is not that my offering has been spoiled, but actually the Lord didn't want to accept my offering. And since He didn't accept my offering, I also don't want to eat, so I'll fast. So at that time, Vishwarup came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother. The Brahmana was struck with wonder to see this handsome young boy. So handsome that he just couldn't withdraw his glance from him. He just kept on looking at him, completely mesmerized. And then Vishwarup, when he heard everything, he told the Brahmana, please, please, for our sake, please make another offering. And he also reasoned with him that, you see, if you come to the house of a householder and if you don't eat, then it will go against the householder's spiritual credibility. He will lose his piety because a guest remained hungry in his house. So in this way, when Vishwarup spoke to him, the Brahmana agreed, okay, I'll cook again and make the offering. But this time Jagannath Mishra didn't want to take any chance. He took Nimai and he took him to Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, his brother-in-law's house. And not only he took him in that house, he locked the door from outside and he sat outside with a stick in his hand. No taking any more chances. And inside, Nimai was with the ladies. They were taking care of Nimai. And they started to tease Nimai. Nimai, who knows what's the background of this Brahmana? Even among the Brahmanas, there are castes. Higher Brahmana, lower Brahmanas. A higher class of Brahmana will not eat the food cooked by a lower class of Brahmana. So they were teasing Nimai, joking with Nimai. Nimai, who knows what's the background of this Brahmana, from what kind of caste of Brahmana he is coming. So maybe you lost your jati. The understanding is, if a high class Brahmana eats from the hands of a low class brahmana, then he would lose his higher credibility. So that's what they're saying, that you have lost your credibility as a brahmana. But what did Nimai say in response? When a cowherd eats from the hand of a brahmana, how will he lose his caste? They couldn't understand what he was talking about, why he was talking like that. And then it was already quite late, so Brahmana made his offering and everyone fell asleep. Even Jagannath Mishra fell asleep. And when the Brahmana was making the offering, again this child came. And as he opened his eyes, he saw this little boy eating and he cried out, again he spoiled. But this time this little boy Nimai told him, look what kind of a person you are. You're asking me to come and accept your offering, and when I come and eat, then you start crying. And then the Brahmana saw this little Nimai as his Bal Gopal, his worshipable Lord. And Nimai told him that, look, I reveal my identity to you, but don't reveal it to anybody else. So this Brahmana, who used to travel all the time from one place of pilgrimage to another, now this Brahmana just stayed back in Navadvip. He just stayed in Navadvip, didn't move out of Navadvip. Why? Because he found his worshipable Lord. And every morning he would come and have darshan of Nimai. So, in this way, through some pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his identities to some very, very special personalities. Like last time, we also mentioned about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was totally against the concept that this Krishna Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He had a big debate with his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya. But eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his identity to him, that he is none other than Lord Ramchandra and Lord Krishna Chandra through his Sadbhuj form. Another wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealing his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is defeating Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri was an exceptionally brilliant scholar. He was actually blessed by Saraswati, that Saraswati would reside in his tongue. Whatever he would say is actually the words of Saraswati. And from Kashmir he went out, just as a king used to go out and conquer other kings. A similar kind of a custom was also prevalent among the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas would go and challenge other scholars. A scholar would challenge other scholar and defeat him. And in this way, by defeating, he would establish his supremacy or superiority. So this person, Keshav Kashmiri, wanted to establish himself as the greatest scholar of the entire India. So he defeated all, he traveled all over, wherever there is some great scholar, he went and defeated. From North India, he went to West India, South India, then he came to East India. to Navadvip, the last place for him to conquer. Now, if he can conquer the scholars of Navadvip, he would be recognized as the inconquerable Pandit of whole of India. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only about 16 years old at that time. So when the scholars of Navadvip got to know that Keshav Kashmiri is coming, they already heard about him. Many of them ran away from Navadvip because they didn't want to become humiliated by being defeated by him. Some did not even come out of his house. Although Keshav Kashmiri was here challenging, come, give me a fight. So Keshav Kashmiri was waiting because this is the last place for him to conquer. And so one day he was walking on the bank of the Ganges and he saw a young boy. He is teaching a group of students. So he asked him, "Who are you?" He was quite impressed by his beauty. He was a very handsome young man. So he asked him, "Who are you?" So he said, "My name is Nimai." So Keshav Kashmiri said, "Oh, so you are that Nimai Pandit?" He said, "Affectionately, some people call me Pandit, but you can see I'm just an ordinary young man. What are you teaching?" "I'm just teaching grammar. In Sanskrit, grammar is the first step. You know, when you learn Sanskrit, the first thing you learn is grammar." And so he said, "I just teach grammar to a group of students." Then he said, "Okay, I can see that you are very humble. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai." So he said, "Okay." Keshav Kashmiri said, "I can see that you are very humble. So come, I heard that you are a great scholar. So let's have some duet, a duel, fight." The Kshatriyas fight with swords and they fight with their wisdom. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Look, you are such a great scholar. I am no match for you. Rather, I will take advantage of your knowledge, your scholarship." So Keshav Kashmiri said, "So, what do you want to hear from me?" So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please, the Ganga is flowing here. Please say something about Ganga, Mother Ganga." So Keshav Kashmiri straight away composed 100 verses in glorification of Ganga. And, like generally when one writes poetry, one has to think and one has to... But that was not the case with Keshav Kashmiri. Like the way the Ganges was flowing with a beautiful, beautiful flow, he was reciting one after another verses in a similar rhythm and flow. So after he composed 100 such verses, everyone was struck with wonder. What scholarship, what poetry, what eloquence. So Keshav Kashmiri broke the silence. "So, how did you like it?" Nimai said, "Great, wonderful. except a few mistakes here and there. Keshav Kashmiri just became very, very upset with that statement. He said, in my composition there is never any mistake. Who are you to find mistakes in my composition? What do you know about Alankar? What do you know about the ornamentation of poetry? You are just a student of grammar. You're a little kid. And you have come here to find fault in my writing, in my composition. So he gave a solid sauce to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nimai just sat there listening. But finally Keshav Kashmiri said, what fault did you think there was? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted one verse. That was the 64th verse of those 100 verses. And in one verse, he pointed out 6 mistakes. These are all grammatical considerations. But one thing we can very easily understand, one mistake that he pointed out. Keshav Kashmiri, while describing that Ganga is coming from the head of Lord Shiva, identifying Lord Shiva, he described him as the husband of Bhavani, Bhavani Bharta. Bhavani, Bhavan, Bharta means husband. Husband of Bhavani. Who is Bhavani? Bhavani is the name of Parvati, Durga. So, now this Bhavani, the word Bhavani has been derived from the word Bhava. Bhava is a name of Lord Shiva. And Bhavani means wife of Lord Shiva. Bhavani, wife of Lord Shiva. So this expression, Bhavani Bharta, means the husband of the wife of Baba, husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. So he pointed out that Viruddhamati, it is actually indicating as if Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, has another husband. Shiva's wife's husband. So in this way he pointed out 6 different mistakes just from one verse. Keshav Kashmiri was awestruck. He said, how did you memorize, composed all these poems, all these verses, one after another, non-stop, how could you memorize this? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reply was, just as by the mercy of the Lord, some can become a kobibar, a great poet. Similarly, some can also become Shrutidhar, one who remembers everything just by hearing it once. So Krishna, naturally, he can remember anything and everything. Tani aham veda sarvani nattang vedtha parantapa. As he told Arjun, that bohuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna. Many, many times, Arjun, both you and I have taken birth. But about those births, you don't remember anything, whereas I remember everything. Tani aham veda sarvani. Tani, of all these, veda, no, sarvani, all. So that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Keshav Kashmiri was devastated. His ambition was to defeat all the scholars. of India and become the greatest scholar of the, recognized, to be recognized as the greatest scholar of India of all time. But now, he has been defeated by one, that's 15, 16 year old young boy. So he was completely devastated. And he locked himself up in his room and he started to cry and appeal to Mother Saraswati. He was blessed by Mother Saraswati that she would always reside in his, on his tongue. And now he has been defeated and she was crying. He was crying. So Saraswati then appeared to him. He said, Keshav, today your learning has achieved its perfection. Because the person who defeated you is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. He is my Lord. And my Lord has been defeated you. So that is the ultimate perfection of your wisdom, of your knowledge, of your scholarship, to be defeated by the Lord Himself. And then Keshav Kashmiri went and surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is another instance when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed his unique qualities as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was another, in this way Mahaprabhu performed so many different pastimes. When he started his Sankirtan, during the day they would chant in Harinam, Nagar Sankirtan. And at night, in Srivash Thakur's house, in Srivash Angan, they would chant the holy name. Practically, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not sleep. Maybe just 1 or 2 hours of sleep they used to snatch in between. During the day they are chanting, at night they are chanting, going on all the time. And sometimes this chanting was so loud that the neighbors could not sleep. And also another thing that happened, in that chanting that used to go on in the house of Srivash Thakur at night, everybody was not allowed. Everybody, unless one was a qualified devotee, one was not allowed. Even Srivash's mother-in-law, Shashuri, was not allowed. So out of curiosity, she wanted to find out what actually goes on at night. Like sometimes people used to have all kinds of speculation. They do this, they do that. Maybe they drink alcohol and they chant whole night and who knows what else they do. And because otherwise, how can one behave like that, non-stop, going on? They must be taking drugs or liquor. So Srivash's mother-in-law wanted to find out, and she was hiding under the bed to watch what's going on. Mahaprabhu started his kirtan and said, today I'm not feeling the mood. What's happening? Is there any intruder? Is there any trespasser? Srivash looked around and said, no, no one is here. So, then Mahaprabhu again said, Srivash, just look carefully. What's happening? Is there somebody who is spoiling the mood? Then now this time Srivash went out looking everywhere. He found his mother-in-law hiding and watching. Generally, people are respectful to his mother-in-law, but Shiva just got her by the neck and threw her out of the house. So this was how they would perform their chanting. The whole night they would chant. And the Brahmanas reported to Chatkazi. Chatkazi was the magistrate of that place at that time. And Chatkazi also was the guru, teacher of the Nawab of Bengal, Hussein Shah. And he was extremely tyrannical. Chatkazi's business was to torture the Brahmanas, convert the Hindus into Muslims, and if they did not, he would torture them. He was famous for his atrocities. So they went and reported to Chatkazi. To understand Chatkazi, how atrocious, how cruel he must have been. You can understand, who is Chatkazi? Chatkazi is Kamsa. So Kamsa is Chatkazi. So you can well imagine how terrible he must have been. So Chatkazi, after hearing the report, he already wanted to torture the Hindus. Now he got another occasion to torture the Hindus. So he came to the house of Shivash Thakur. Fortunately for Chatkazi, that night Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were not there. I mean, had they been there, who knows what would have happened to Chatkazi. Anyway, this is Lord's pastimes. It is Lord's pastimes are like a drama. And things happen just like in a dramatical way, by the arrangement of the director. And so, just in order to enable this pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are not there that night. So Chatkazi came and threatened everyone. He came and he broke the mridanga and said, okay, this time I am not going to take any action. But if anyone chants like this, if anyone does this again, then I'll immediately convert him into Muslims, along with his whole family. So everyone became very afraid. They stopped the kirtan. And next morning they went and reported to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assumed his Nrisingha incarnation, anger personified. He started to roar, whoever dares to stop my Sankirtan, I will, if anyone even express any desire like that, I will destroy him. And in this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was roaring. Everyone became afraid. But at the same time, everyone got reassured. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, okay, let us see how he can stop the Sankirtan. Everyone come tonight, this evening, with a torch in your hand. And we'll go to the house of Chatkazi with Kirtan and let's see what this Kazi can do. So then everyone went home and the news spread. So everyone started to make this torch, mashal. And those who had the resources, they made many, many mashals to be carried. And in the evening they all gathered in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. And then they started to walk. There were hundreds of thousands of people. Already Navadvip was a popular place, densely populated place. But still, it looked like that not only that entire Navadvip has come, but many more people also have come, God knows from where. And it is described that many demigods actually took the opportunity to watch what's going to happen, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will do with Kamsa. I'm sorry, Chatkasi. And so, and the whole sky got lit up as if the sun did not set. It looked like the daytime. So much light. Not only that it looked like the sun didn't set, it looked like thousands of suns have come onto the sky and lit up the sky. And some with proper vision could see that it was not the light of the torches, mashal. It was actually Brahma Jyoti that took over. And so many people chanting and hearing that, Chatkasi's soldiers who were guarding his palace just ran and reported to Chatkasi. Chatkasi peeped out of the window and he already heard the sound as if thousands of thunders were clapping at the same time. Chatkasi just looked out of the window and he closed the window quickly and he ran inside to hide himself. And Mahaprabhu with his associates came. And his associates became wild. They started to break the gardens of Chatkasi. They already broke the gate. They entered, they broke the wall. They started to devastate the garden. No one came to protest. No one came to stop them. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and told Chatkasi that I came to your house and instead of receiving me, you have disappeared. What's happening? When a guest comes to your house, you should receive your guest. What kind of manner is this? What kind of mannerism is this? So then Chatkasi, somewhat being assured, he came out. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a beautiful discussion with him. And this discussion eventually led to the cow killing. Why do you kill cows? Quran never says that you should kill cows. The place where Quran was written, there was no cow. And if anybody had a cow, he would worship that cow with greatest respect and honor. Because the animal that gives milk is so precious. And then besides the cow is like, because the cow gives milk, cow is like the mother. So why do you kill the cow? And in this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that even Quran does not actually approve of cow killing. And then he spoke about the holy name of the Lord. The Lord is one without a second. Try to understand that your Allah and Krishna is not different. Just as you want to glorify the name of Allah, similarly glorifying the name of Krishna is non-different from glorifying the name of Allah. So why do you want to stop it? Why do you commit such offense? And Chatkasi then recognized. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why did you, instead of protesting, you are the Qazi, you are the most powerful person here, why did you run away and hide? Then Chatkasi said, okay, I'll tell you something, but I'll tell you only yourself, alone. I'll tell you in private. Mahaprabhu said, there is no hiding between me and my associates. Whatever you want to tell me, you have to tell in front of everybody. He said, you know, after stopping the kirtan and breaking the mridanga, when I came home, I fell asleep. And then I got a dream. I saw that a lion came to me. And the lion was speaking like a man. And he said, "You rascal, you want to stop my kirtan? I'll kill you today." And I became so worried, so afraid. I began to tremble in fear. I never seen such a thing. And then I noticed it was not just a lion. It was somebody who had the head of a lion and the body of a man. And then he was so angry with me that he wanted to, literally he wanted to tear open my chest. But I prayed to him, I'm sorry, I'll never make this mistake again. I'll never commit this crime again. I thought it was a dream. But when I woke up, I found there were the scratches. The lion did not do anything, but because he placed his nails on my chest, claws in my chest, the mark of the claws were there. And he showed his chest to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there were these marks of the lion's claws on his chest. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Chatkazi told, assured Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I promise from now on, no one will stop your Sankirtan. Go ahead with your Sankirtan. And not only that, if anybody, even if my family member tries to go against the Sankirtan, I will banish him from my, I'll disown him from my family." So this is the wonderful pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had with Chatkazi. And you know something? Chatkazi's descendants are still there in Mayapur. Chatkazi, not only Chatkazi's samadhi is there, but in that samadhi, the two trees are embracing each other. One tree is a neem tree, which is symbolic to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the other tree is Golok Chapa tree, frangipani tree. They're together on Chatkazi Samadhi. Indicating Chatkazi is embracing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his family members are still there, as I mentioned. They all are vegetarian. They're like devotees, although they're Muslims, but they're devotees. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Harinam Sankirtan Mahayagya ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Oh, some questions from the internet, from the Mayapur TV. This is from Shyam Bihari Das. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. My question is, who is Vishwaroop in Vrindavan Leela? In Vrindavan Leela, Vishwaroop is Shankarshan Balaram. This is from Joyesh, Calcutta. Guru Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances. In Navadvip Leela, Mahaprabhu is distributing Unnato Ujjala Rasa, that is Madhurya Rasa. But what is the mellow of Navadvip devotees? Is it Madhurya Rasa? No. In Navadvip, the mellow of the devotees is Dasya Rasa, servitorship. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is served in the mood of servitorship. But this servitorship to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will lead to Madhurya in Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu is served in dasyaras, and these dasyaras will qualify one by receiving, to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and enter into Vrindavan in madhurcharas. Yeah, actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two aspects from each four sampradayas. And from the Nimbarka sampradaya he did take Raganuga Bhakti. So yes, Nimbarka sampradaya is serving in Rag Bhakti. They are also worshipping Radharani. But what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave is the perfect and most profound understanding of the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan. That's why Basu Ghosh is saying, Jodi Gaur na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kamone dhoritam dehe, premo rasho shima radharo mohima, jagote janatuke. So Radharani's glory has been perfectly established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the difference. They had some understanding of Rag Bhakti, Rag Marg, but not the perfect understanding of Braja Leela with Srimati Radharani in the center. Vipralamba is there also. Vipralamba is there, this mood of separation is there. Yes.
You were explaining two chambers.
Yeah.
One another being one of the
four. Yeah.
So yeah. We have heard that some fortunate souls have two bodies, one in another deep chamber and one in the lower chamber.
Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you. Thank you. Well, in simple words, Prabhupada actually said, okay, first of all, the question of Vyasaki Prabhu is that that you mentioned that the Golok has two chambers, Vrindavan and Navadvip. And sometimes it's said that some personalities, some associates of Krishna have two bodies, both in Vrindavan and in Navadvip. He wanted me to, Vyasaki Prabhu wanted me to elaborate on that. Yeah. In simple words, Prabhupada actually said that those who are in Navadvip Leela, they have access to Braja Leela. So, point is, those who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, they have access to Vrindavan. And that means they have two identities. One is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and the other is in Krishna's pastimes, as you were saying, two different bodies. So, those who are in Navadvip, they have access to both Navadvip and Vrindavan. Whereas those who are in Vrindavan, not all of them have access to Navadvip. And that is the difference. So point is, those who are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, those who have access to Mahaprabhu's teachings, they are more fortunate. Even many of Brajavasis, Braja Leela personalities. Yes, yes. When we achieve our spiritual perfection, you know, what will happen? Actually, this point has been established by Nityananda Prabhu when he was instructing Jiva Goswami after Navadvip Parikrama. And he is making a simple point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped in Dasyaras, Vaidhi Bhakti. But when one achieves this perfection in serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gets access to Vrindavan in Madhurya Ras. So, to have access to Krishna's Madhurya Leela, one has to go through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Dasya Ras. And so the point is, those who will achieve perfection in following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, they will have access to Vrindavan. That is the only way to Goloka. Yeah, you can say shortcut to Goloka. Yeah. And very easy shortcut. Serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he'll have access to Vrindavan. Actually, Krishna came because of that. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, third chapter, is describing that. Jatheshtu Bihori Krishna Kore Antardhan, Antardhan Kori Mone Kore Anuman, Chirokal Nahi Kori Prema Bhakti Dan, Bhakti Bina Jagatir Nahi Apasthan. Shakul Jagate More Kore Bidhi Bhakti, Bidhi Bhakti Brojo Prem Paite Nahi Shakti. So Krishna, after performing his pastimes, he considers that I reveal my Braja Leela, but how will anyone ever enter into Braja Leela? See, Krishna has a dilemma here. That because he is considering Shakul Jagate More Kore Bidhi Bhakti, the whole world worships me following Bidhi Bhakti. Now through Bidhi Bhakti one will go to Vaikuntha. Bidhi Bhakti Braja Prem Paite Nari Shakti. Bidhi Bhakti Chaturvidha Mukti Paiya Vaikunthete Jai Chaturvidha Mukti Paiya. So when one achieves perfection through Bodhi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikuntha and achieves four kinds of liberation. And he's stuck there. From there he can't go to Vrindavan because he already got his Swarup. So Krishna is now has a problem. I reveal my Braja Leela, but how will anybody enter into Braja Leela? Because they will worship me through Bodhi Bhakti, and through Bodhi Bhakti they'll go to Vrindavan. Therefore, he solved that problem by coming as a devotee. Now, the thing is, when one serves, first of all, Shruti Shriti Puranadi Pancharatri Bidhing Bina Oikantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpatoiva Kalpati. If one renders devotional service, no matter how earnest it is, Oikantiki, if it is performed without following the rules and regulations of Shruti, Smriti, Puran, etc., it will simply create a disturbance. So the point here is, Raganuga Bhakti cannot be executed. Right? It will simply create disturbance. The point is, it will create disturbance if it is done in public. Therefore we see, those who are following Raganuga Bhakti, Bhajanandis, they are going to the forest, an isolated place. And they are absorbed in a very, very internal mood of rag bhakti. That is possible, but only for some rare ones. General execution of devotion will be executed through following the Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Bithis. So now everyone will serve the Lord through Vaidhi Bhakti. Through Vaidhi Bhakti, one cannot go to Vrindavan, but will get stuck in Vaikuntha. So what is the solution? The solution is, Krishna came as a devotee. Now when the devotee Krishna is served through Vaidhi Bhakti, one gets access to Vrindavan. So this point also has been very wonderfully explained. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of the word Raganuga Bhakti? Rag Anug. Love. Pure love for Krishna. Those devotees who have pure love for Krishna, they are known as Ragatmika Bhaktas. And when one follows those devotees, that is called Raganuga Bhakti. Anuga means to follow. So following a Ragatmika Bhakta is Raganuga Bhakti. Now, Chaitanya Krishna came as a devotee. assuming whose mood? Srimati Radharani's mood. So when you're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? You're following Srimati Radharani, the greatest Ragatmika Bhakta. So, Vaidhi Bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eventually being transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the shape of Raganuga Bhakti and qualifying one to enter into Vrindavan. So that is how Krishna's way of solving the problem. I actually gave a seminar on this topic in ILS ISKCON Leadership Sangha in Mayapur recently. Yeah, last, 16th to 22nd. There were about 1,000 leaders came from all over the world actually at that time. Next time, don't miss it. The seminar? Yeah, sure, I can do that. And the title of the topic actually was Srila Prabhupada gave us everything, even Raganuga Bhakti. This topic, because sometimes, people get misled by some people thinking that Prabhupada didn't give us everything. Yes, Prabhupada gave us everything in the most perfect way. Sure.
Most of the misconceptions that I see coming in this past is people don't believe God.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Thank you, Vyasaki Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for a wonderful class. Maharaj, you told that Krishna and Allah are not different. So why we are not worshipping them combined? By Kriti Dasi. The thing is, you see, when you get the highest, then you generally tend to stick to the highest. Krishna has many other names, Narayan, Hari, etc. But we don't even chant those names. We got the highest, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is what we chant. But the understanding is very clear. Actually, we don't have any problem with Allah. But they have problem with Krishna. That's the problem. Prabhupada did even say, when one of our godbrothers was translating Bhagavad Gita into Arabic, Prabhupada told him, in place of Bhagavan Ubacha, you can say Allah Ubacha. Even Allah said. So that is how broad is Prabhupada's vision. We don't have any problem. Yes, Allah is Krishna. Meaning, what is the meaning of the word Allah? Greatest, the greatest. Who is the greatest? Paramah Purushaha. The definition of greatest is one who doesn't have any equal or anyone superior to him. So who is that? Who doesn't have any equal and anyone superior to him? Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Similarly, in English or in Latin, you get this expression omnipotent or all-powerful, almighty. Almighty. Who is almighty? Who is all-powerful? Krishna. So the Christian concept of God is also non-different from our understanding of Krishna. God and Krishna is the same. What happened in our internet? It's not. Oh, this is from here. Who is Sachimata? ये किसका प्रश्न किसका है तुम्हारा तो सची माता क्यों लिखा ओ अच्छा अच्छा ओके ओके आई थॉट दैट्स योर नेम दैट्स द ओके लेट नित्यानंद प्रभु इज सन ऑफ पद्मावती ओके और सची माता सो हु इज पद्मावती हाँ And who is the father of Nityananda Prabhu? So, Padmavati is Harai Pandit's wife. Harai Pandit is Nityananda Prabhu's father. So, who is Nityananda Prabhu's mother? Okay. Padmavati. Thank you. I thought this question came from the internet. I couldn't read. Who wrote this? It's your handwriting? Your handwriting. You have beautiful handwriting. for her age. Khub bhagyoman sthiti. You are very fortunate. The question is, 5,000 years ago, Krishna performed his pastimes, or 526 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, not 27, actually 528 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, and we have access to both the places of their pastime. So what is our situation? Your situation, you have dual good fortune, double good fortune. And not only that, you have an exceptional good fortune. Through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have access to Vrindavan also. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. It's already 9:15. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. So, Vyasaki Prabhu ki jai. And Vyasaki Prabhu, today I'll be, in the afternoon I'll be going to a program in Indore. I have an invitation to go to the IIT in Indore. And so please give the class this evening. I'm sorry I won't be here. And Bimal, you'll be here? Yeah, so you take care of whatever Vyasaki Prabhu needs. Just arranged it. He will need. He is one of the co-presidents here, and whatever books and things, and also send a message to everybody that Vyasaki Prabhu will give the class this evening. Oh, you will take care of that. Okay, very good, very good. So he'll take care of you. Good. Thank you.